There's an overarching Big Brother is watching theme on Tech Head tonight. My guest is futurist and inventor Mark Pesce. He's here to talk us through, well, everything. Mark, welcome.
Thank you.
Everyone is welcome at Sydney's annual Mardi Gras Fair Day, which you went to the weekend before last.
Yes.
But there was one guest there that people might have been a little unsure about, a big red camera filming the crowd. Did you see it?
Yes, and it was. I did see it. I basically didn't think too much of it at the time because it was just a camera there. And we see so many cameras in public, we kind of don't think about them anymore. But it turns out that a number of people who went to Fair Day actually then started to ask a series of questions. Why was that camera there? What was it doing? Who owned the camera? Who owned the data that that camera collected? It's sort of a one-man shop, a company called Tomorrow, drop the W, so Tomorrow, and that they were counting the crowd by doing facial recognition is apparently what was being said about that. And it was immediately raised by people in the LGBTI community that, in fact, Fair Day is designed to be a place that people can let their freak flag fly without fear of really being counted in that crowd. And so there were questions that were being asked about where that data was going, how that data was being used, and who has custody of that data in the future.
Do we have those answers?
Well, again, it's a one-man shop. They said that they were really just counting the faces.
And
that there was no.
Why? Why did they want to do that?
Well, they wanted to know how many people were in the crowd. And quite often you go into these events, you'll have people with hand clickers and they'll be counting people as they walk in so that they get an estimate.
Or sure, maybe the organizers of the festival.
Yes. Yes, and this was invited by the organizers. So the organizers essentially did this, I think, without having a really deep think about the fact that when you change the nature of the counting practice, when you automate it, and in fact use machine learning in this way, because facial recognition is an AI task, that you change the entire character of what's going on.
So the organizers have made their community a bit grumpy.
Very. And it probably won't happen again. I think there was some question about whether it will be happening during the parade. I have a suspicion that if there are any that appear during the parade route, they will probably be taken down. Or people have been talking about bagging them and putting ties on them and all sorts of things. I think that there's a feeling that people want a space where they don't feel as though they're being surveyed. And, you know, this is where we're sort of running up against this wall of what I've started to call authoritarianism as a service, which is that we have so many cameras in so many parts of the world now connected and connected to databases that do image capture and image resolution and facial recognition, that it's actually almost trivially easy for a tiny little startup out of Sydney to put the pieces together, throw a camera up, and just start recognizing people in public.
Okay, slightly alarmed. All right, Mark.
Slightly.
I am. Let's move on to another topic. It feels like not even Harry Potter's invisibility cloak would save us from being constantly tracked by Big Brother. But what's this I hear about a bracelet that might throw him off?
So we now live in a world of all these different devices, such as Alexa, such as Siri, that can Google Assistant, that are designed to be able to listen to us. And these devices can be in a lot of households and a lot of environments, and sometimes you can just say, hey Siri, you can say whatever, and devices will go off because they're listening to you. But what happens if you actually want privacy from those devices, particularly in a place where you don't know where those devices are? And so these lovely researchers have created a bracelet that puts out essentially an ultrasonic fuzz. So it's something that you and I can't hear. Maybe small children can, and it might make the dog go a bit batty. We have to admit both of those things. But that ultrasonic hush, that ultrasonic sound, effectively blankets all of these devices so that they cannot make out your voice. And so it creates a cone of silence around you where you can have a private conversation without any of these devices eavesdropping. And the creators sort of fabricated just one of them, but then it ended up in the New York Times article, and now everyone basically wants one.
I want one.
Exactly. I want one too.
I want one immediately.
Yes. Yes. And you flip it on. You've driven away all of the dogs in the neighborhood, but at the same time, you've created a safe space for yourself to have a conversation without any machines listening.
Amazing. All right, Mark, before the news hits, tell me, what does Twitter and ads for human organs have in common?
God, this is, you know, Twitter uses basically automated algorithms. When people are buying ads on Twitter, they use a combination of humans, but mostly machines, to make sure that these ads are okay. And one of them seems to have gotten by, and someone made some comment, I think, about his heart, and then got an ad about being able to sell body parts. So, you know, it's one of these places where automation makes things cheaper, but certainly allows things to fall through the cracks that never, ever should have. And of course, Twitter is appalled by this. But it shows you the kinds of ways that these systems consistently get gamed by people.
They are being gamed by people. Okay, yeah. I still just want the bracelet out of everything we've talked about. I'm just desperate to get myself a bracelet. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Pat.
I need a bracelet. That's futurist and inventor Mark Pescia.